When I was living in Los Angeles, a friend of mine gifted me a petite cheerful fern. Now, month after month, it grew and thrived. Then I noticed that it started to droop. The leaves began to get brown. I watered it faithfully, but the water ran through to the bottom and out the hole. Plant food didn't help. Finally, I decided, well, maybe I can find me a fern whisperer at the nursery. I did find one. With one look, he turned around and disappeared and returned a few seconds later with a bigger terracotta pot and a bag of soil. "Lady, your fern has outgrown the pot," he said. "Now, you could cut the roots back, add more soil, and keep it small. Now, if I were you, I would let it grow." Well, folks, there you have it. Wisdom from the fern whisperer. As Shakespeare would put it, to grow or not to grow, that is the question. Or rather, that is the pivot.
Welcome to Just One Pivot, where a tiny shift in perspective can change everything. Whether you're feeling stuck or looking to accelerate your momentum, Just One Pivot brings a spark to jumpstart your next best move. Join Dr. Maria Keckler as she dives into inspiring stories, thought-provoking questions, and fascinating science that will help you pivot towards a life and work you love. Let's get started.
The fern story is still vivid in my mind because it's a great metaphor for our need to keep growing, and also a reminder that we always have a choice between staying small or pivoting towards growth. But believe it or not, the temptation is to stay small because sometimes small looks big, especially when dressed up in fancy titles, credentials, or the public personas we bring to our different spaces. Yet sooner or later, we outgrow the containers in our lives, whether they are jobs, careers, relationships, or perhaps perspectives that no longer serve us or are congruent with our values and aspirations. This episode is for you if you find yourself stuck, restless, bored, disengaged, or unappreciated in any aspect of your life. Because oftentimes these are the symptoms that it's time to jumpstart new growth. In the next few minutes, I want to share three different stories that illustrate pivotal moments when growth calls out to us and the seemingly serendipitous invitations to grow that appear when we need them the most. Also, I want to introduce you to a persuasive character in your personal story, which you will hear about in episodes to come as well. Let's call him the antagonist for now. Its role is to keep you small, safe, and unchanged. It does not want you to grow. It does not want you to pivot towards growth. Before we delve into the first story, remember this: every pivotal move towards growth begins with a question. The first question is, what am I missing? This question altered the course of Jose Hernandez's life. His name might ring a bell because his inspiring story was featured in the movie Reaching for the Stars, the inspiring story of a migrant farm worker turned astronaut. As the son of traveling migrant workers, Jose Hernandez, who didn't learn English until he was 12 years old, dared to dream the improbable, to become an astronaut. His journey was anything but straightforward and included countless obstacles. Rather than summarizing the whole story, let me skip ahead. Jose ultimately graduated from high school with honors and went on to earn both undergraduate and graduate degrees in electrical engineering, which catapulted him into a successful career as an engineer and scientist at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. There, he contributed to groundbreaking innovations, including the development of an X-ray laser, medical devices for early breast cancer detection, and projects in support of efforts for nuclear nonproliferation. And despite all these amazing achievements, Jose had not realized his ultimate dream to become an astronaut. Now, Jose applied to NASA 11 times for the space program, only to be rejected each time. Imagine the frustration, the self-doubt, the temptation to quit. This was not a mere exercise in perseverance and determination. I mean, he already had that. Despite all his accomplishments, Jose still needed to grow. I can only imagine how many people thought he was crazy, how many well-meaning friends and onlookers reminded him to be just proud and grateful of where he was, and to be realistic, frankly. You see, sensible advice is often to remain small because from the outside, small already looks big enough. Thank goodness for the people that ask the hard questions. His wife posed the ultimate question, what are you missing? What do the other candidates who were selected possess that you do not? That was the shift in perspective that changed everything for Jose. To grow or not to grow, that was the pivot. Now, we already know that Jose ultimately chose to grow, which landed him in the space program on his 12th try. In the process, he became a certified scuba diver, obtained his pilot's license, and learned to speak Russian. But what is most impressive, or rather most intriguing to me when I examine his story, is the dynamics between his will to persevere and the ultimate antagonist of his story. So let's talk about resistance with capital R. Every compelling story has a villain, and your life story is no different. Resistance is the enemy you'll fight every step of the way as you pivot towards growth. The greater the shift and the higher the stakes, the stronger the resistance. One of my favorite authors, Stephen Pressfield, author of The War of Art, identifies resistance as the number one enemy of creativity. Now, whether or not you consider yourself creative, intentional growth is a profoundly creative endeavor. With each move you make, you are, in essence, attempting to write a new chapter in your life story. You are applying a new color to the canvas of your future. So now let me shift to another story. The story of Daniel Reed. He is the unlikely hero in my book, Bridge Builders, inspired by many of the emerging or seasoned leaders I've had the opportunity to coach over the last 20 years. Daniel is already successful and accomplished. Yet he has been able to get to where he is by avoiding developing certain skills that are critical to get to the next level. Then, when he least expected it, he is confronted with an opportunity to lead his late father's coveted company. If he can muster the courage to grow into the leader and communicator he has always secretly wanted to be. His battle, as ours, is resistance in the form of self-doubt, worry, concern about public opinions, and fear of public failure. To grow or not to grow is the opportunity and the choice. Like Daniel, many of us discover that to not choose growth is to choose to remain small. Let me close with a personal story. Many years ago, when I went back to school, I decided to choose English as my major. Now, I didn't choose English because I was excited necessarily about it. In fact, I was scared to death because English is my second language, and I knew that I was going to really have to stretch. So yes, I was stepping into growth. But I also chose English because it was safe. It was safe because technology was exploding at that time, and I knew that if I chose English, I would never, ever have to deal with technology. So yes, needless to say, I was not a techie person, and I didn't want to be one. But I had an assignment, and I was supposed to go and interview someone that would be in my field, and I also knew that I wanted to be a professor one day. So I went and talked to this professor, and I said, I know it is very competitive to enter into a tenure-track position. Can you tell me, what can I do to stand out? So she said, well, if you're good, you're going to stand out. But if you really want to stand out, then be tech-savvy. Well, that's not what I wanted to hear, but I decided to take the challenge. Now, I didn't go and take technology classes, but I decided to be curious. I decided to try things. I decided to experiment with technology when I had the opportunity to maybe make a presentation. I learned to play around with PowerPoint. I began to use other technologies. Well, fast forward a few years after graduate school, I became the director of instructional technology for a K-20 consortium. And on any given day, I am often the techiest person in the room. The lesson here is, when you step into growth, you never know what doors will open for you. You never know what opportunities will come knocking on your door. What about you? Is it time for you to grow? If you're not sure, I offer a few questions in this week's issue of the Just One Pivot newsletter to help you assess where you are. If you are not subscribed, you can do so at justonepivot.com. But maybe you do know it's time to grow. In that case, let me ask you the question. What resistance are you facing right now? Is it overthinking, doubt, naysayers? Perhaps it's fear of change, fear of failure, fear of criticism, fear of letting go of something that has given you identity but no longer belongs to you. Maybe you have the fear that you are going to feel empty if you let go of something. First, let me remind you that you are not alone. And also let me remind you that you have been here before and have chosen to grow anyway. In the newsletter, I also offer some of my go-to strategies for winning the battle against resistance. And also, I shared some of the science as of why this resistance is so powerful. Believe me, it's not your fault, and there's a real reason why it keeps on coming back time and time again. For now, let me offer a possible path forward. As you consider whether it's time for you to pivot towards growth, acknowledge the resistance. Trust the process. And let's come back to that original question in the first episode. What's my next best move? Except that this time is, what's my next best move that will help me grow? Have a wonderful week. We'll talk soon.